Hello and welcome back to The Jewelry Coach. I'm Jim Peterson.
And I'm Angela Peterson.
And we are The Jewelry Coach, sponsored by Hub Jewelers here in Fishers, Indiana, 7808 East 96th Street.
317-845-0777.
And today we are going to be talking about local businesses, supporting local.
Correct.
And what would you like to talk? Since we are a local business.
Yeah, I would like to say, please support your local business. what I want to say about that is, if you go to your kids' baseball games or look in your high school programs for fine arts programs or whatever.
Or church programs.
Yeah. You will see that those things are paid for by local sponsors. They're not paid for by Jared or Kay's or, you know, things like that. It's the local places that keep your kids in sports and music and support the local schools and high schools and things like that. So supporting local is a great idea.
Because they give back to the community.
The small businesses are the ones that give back to the community. When things first started to open back up, I saw something that said, the businesses you support now are the ones that will still be standing when COVID is over. And I really feel that is true, that those of us that made it through COVID, it's only because of our loyal customer base and how they know that we give back to the community. So thank you for shopping local. But there's also another kind of hidden agenda behind shopping local, I guess, or the hidden agenda is really behind the big stores. Can you guess who the number one jeweler in America is?
Number one? Now, you're not talking about, like, diamond.
I'm talking about every jewelry store you've ever heard of. What is the number one jeweler?
I kind of know a little bit. I mean, I know a little because I know that all the shops in the mall are pretty much owned by the same company.
Well, that's another big secret we're going to expose.
Oh, okay.
But who's the number one for sales?
For sales? Zales.
Walmart.
Oh, Walmart. I should have known that.
So I can understand that some people, they only want fashion, right? They just want to, they pick up something on their way out.
Pick up a loaf of bread, a basketball, a toy for their child. Oh, and a diamond ring.
Well, true. And because a lot of people think they know what the four C's stand for, it doesn't necessarily mean that they know what it is when they're looking at it. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of places out there who will take you for a ride if given the opportunity. There's a lot of places where the salespeople are just uneducated. And that's no fault of their own. That's what corporate has told them and they've brought down and stuff like that. The number of people that have a diamond ring that's over half a carat is pretty small. And the number of women that have a diamond ring over a carat is only about 35 to 40% of the population, which is pretty big.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a lot of people out there who are misinformed. So, for instance, you'll find at Walmart they sell a lot of diamonds in sterling. To me, that's a horrible idea. You're going to put the hardest rock on earth in the softest metal on earth, and as you wear it, it's going to
fall out.
Yeah. Right? It's going to cut its own groove, and it's just going to fall out. So I don't think diamonds in sterling is ever a good idea, but sterling makes the diamonds affordable.
True.
And just because they're chemically diamonds doesn't mean they're pretty or sparkly or, what you think of when you think of diamond.
Now, you're talking about natural diamonds. We're not even getting into the hot topic.
No, lab-grown will be for a different podcast.
Okay.
But I'm talking about earth-grown, pure carbon diamonds. Correct.
Right.
So that brings me to the mall stores.
Right. Because, even diamonds, I do know this, that there are different grades of diamonds, and some of them are used to cut, like, metal. there are diamond, they put diamonds on the blades of saws.
Correct.
Because it's the hardest surface.
Right, and those are called industrial grade diamonds.
Right.
Because they're used in industry.
Throw one of those on a ring. And
that's true, you wouldn't, but sometimes what we see is awful. So
comes close.
It comes close, right. Right. Which kind of leads me to the stores in the mall. Hup Jewelers used to be in a mall, and so I'm not going to badmouth mall jewelers, except for that the fact that they... Okay, so when you go to a mall and you walk into a K Jewelers and you see a ring that you like and you think, well, that's $500, that's more than I wanted to spend, and you go walking around the mall and you go to every other jeweler in the mall... and that you see the same ring or something very similar, and they're all $500, that makes you think, wow, this is $500 is really a good price. That's what they cost everywhere I go. Mm-hmm. What you may not know is that several stores, Kay's, Zales, Jared, I'm trying to think of the others, there's a bunch of them, are all under one company. It's one company called Sterling Limited that does business as all of these other mall jewelers. Wow. Pretty much everything you see at the mall is owned by the same company. And they are under constant litigation for false information. They're under constant litigation for sexual harassment. Because they're a huge company, they fall under all of these category, you know, they get all the bad raps. I had a customer that came to me one time and said that they needed to buy a diamond because their grandmother's diamond has a hole in it. And I looked at it, I saw no hole, and they said, well, the jeweler at the mall told me it has a hole in it. And I said, it doesn't have a hole. It is a very old cut, and it has a polished culet. And it makes it look like a hole, but it's not. It's actually a very nice diamond that you should absolutely reuse. They were just trying to make the sale, or they really had no idea what they were looking at. Either way, that's bad business, and you don't want to do that. So I think you need to go places where people know what they're talking about.
Like
Hup Jewelers or right. some other local business.
Sure.
We have many in our area that I highly recommend. I'm friends with many of those owners as well. And I will say that we all work really hard to be a part of, to help our customers with integrity and to truly be helpful, to use customer stones when customers want those stones used, or to replace a missing earring with one of like or equal quality to the one that remains. Just so that we're not trying to just rip people off. We're really trying to make, to repair what they had, to replace it with something equal, or to give them the best bang for their buck.
Right. And not just a fast dollar and say. Or,
that's right. We want your business for life, not just for the moment.
Right. Right. For the upsell.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Great. Is that?
That's
it,
all.
It sounds like you got a lot off your chest on that
one. I did. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
been pent up.
Thanks for listening. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in for this episode of The Jewelry Coach. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call. I mean, anytime,
317-845-0777.
Talk to Angela herself. She's always here.
Mm.
Or one of our sales associates, who are trained, by the way, and know what a polished culet.
Yes.
Is that what okay.
Yeah.
See how I threw that back?
I got it.
Good. And they will know what that is. And
along with the table, the crown facets, the girdle.
Oh, now
the
you're
pavilion.
Just throwing
vocabulary.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm just talking
smart.
Big.
Well, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on The Jewelry Coach.